What we find is that wealth differentials have profound effects on subconscious psychological processes. Like, for example, the ability to read emotion on another person's face is actually diminished by greater wealth. People are less likely to stop to let an old woman with a cane cross the street if their car is more expensive. Cheaper cars are more likely to stop. There's a sense of entitlement and alienation from other people that seems to accrue with greater wealth, and certainly with differentials between one's position and the position of those around them. Great wealth disparities only entered human experience with the advent of agriculture, because this is the first time that there were accumulated resources. When you have accumulated resources, you immediately start to see political hierarchies. Someone needs to decide how to distribute the harvest, who gets what. What we generally do with the extra money is buy things that separate us from other people. And hunter-gatherers, if you're expelled from the group, you're as good as dead. So one of the most painful things that we can experience is when a group kicks you out. When your membership is revoked and you're pushed out of a group, it's emotionally very, very painful for us. The reason is that it's associated with survival. And so it's ironic that what we tend to do with our extra money, our surplus income, is we purchase privacy. We purchase separation. We get a bigger house with a bigger yard, with a bigger wall. And when we look at people who have great wealth, we don't find that they're happier. In fact, we find that the correlation between wealth and happiness levels off very quickly, somewhere around $70,000 per year for an individual in the United States. Wealth affects our psyche in interesting and complicated ways.